Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has announced a new requirement. Everyone has to wear a mask while traveling into and within the United States. NPR's Rob Stein reports it goes into effect on Monday.
The new mask mandate implements an order signed by President Biden on his first day in office. Starting Monday, masks must be worn in all airports, subway stations, bus terminals, and ports nationwide, as well as on planes, trains, buses, taxis, and even in rideshare vehicles. Masks can only be removed briefly in certain situations, such as while eating, drinking, taking medication, or going through security. The order comes as thousands of people are still getting infected and dying every day in the United States. Rob Stein, NPR News.
President Biden says there is no time to lose as he pushes for quick passage of a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. NPR's Amy Held reports the president is now signaling he may move ahead without the support of Republicans.
In the second week of his presidency, launched on vows of unity, President Biden is still saying bipartisan support is what he wants.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it.
If we can get it, he says. If not,
the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
A fast-tracked process known as budget reconciliation could allow Democratic lawmakers to pass the package with a simple majority, bypassing Republicans. But it's unclear if each measure would remain intact. The package calls for more stimulus checks, money for vaccines, and an increased minimum wage. Meantime, the administration continues to reach out to Republican lawmakers. Amy Held, NPR News.
The World Health Organization is calling on countries to pause their vaccination programs once vulnerable groups are vaccinated to ensure an equal global distribution. In an interview with the BBC, WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris tells the BBC it'll help equalize global vaccine distribution.
So far, of the over 40 million vaccine doses that have been administered, 95% have been administered in only 10 countries, and that's 40 high-income countries. 8 upper middle income countries, but in the lower middle income and lower income countries, we're only seeing 2 countries even begin.
The CDC says of the more than 49 million vaccine doses distributed in the U.S., nearly 28 million doses have been administered. The European Union has reversed its decision to restrict exports of COVID-19 vaccines across the border from the Irish Republic to Northern Ireland. The EU had thought the border would be used as a backdoor to get vaccines to the UK. This is NPR. A federal appeals court says the government can resume expelling immigrant children who cross the southern U.S. border unaccompanied by a parent. The policy started under the Trump administration, which called it a public health policy amid the pandemic. In northern Guatemala, a remote indigenous community is mourning the gruesome deaths of 13 townspeople. Maria Martin reports it's believed they were among a group of migrants found shot and burned in northern Mexico a week ago.
The Mexican government has yet to identify the charred bodies, but in the town of Comitancillo, in the province of San Marcos near the Mexican border, friends and families have already set up altars to mourn their loved ones.
Ya lo mataron, digo. Ya lo quemaron, digo.
This grieving mother says she received word her son was killed and burned in Mexico. Like so many neglected parts of Guatemala, this indigenous community has depended on migration as a survival mechanism. Money sent home by migrants props up the Guatemalan economy. International forensic groups have offered to help the Mexican government identify the victims of the massacre. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Santiago Titlan, Guatemala.
Canada's major airlines are suspending flights to the Caribbean and Mexico in an effort to curb the spread of the coronavirus under an agreement with Ottawa. As of tomorrow, flights will be canceled through April. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.